This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And if you'd like to get the same newsletters that I receive, you can go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y. .com, and you can sign up for the same newsletter. Your email address will not be sold. It will not be given to anyone else. It's just for Dr. Shealy to send you the often received newsletters, the same one that I get. I suggest that you consider doing that. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. Hi, Vincent. How you doing? Do you mind if I just touch back on that organ donation? Because I've got a couple of tacks there just briefly that, you know, you covered some, but I think there's some other aspects to it that you might find interesting.
Of course.
All right. What they said is, like, in one case, they had a liver transplant, and they said the patient's blood type changed as a result. From, you know, his original blood type from the person who was the donor. And were you aware that David Rockefeller had as many as 6 heart transplants, and he lived to be about 106? And Dick Cheney has had at least 4 and possibly 5 heart transplants.
Well, now, the latter one is not someone I would choose to emulate, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
One you mentioned is even worse. I mean, remember, the evil empire is run by the Committee of 300, and the Rockefellers have been part of that since day one.
Yeah, and I think they've been directly responsible. One of their ancestors, the original Rockefeller, I think he used a lot of his wealth to really build up pharmaceuticals that were petroleum-based. And they did away with a lot of the people who were naturopaths or herbalists or things like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust a Rockefeller to tell me the time of day.
Well, like I say, you're in good company with your associates there, and I really feel that, like you said, we'll never make it to presidents, you know. But our good looks and personality will get us everywhere, I guess.
Hey, you know, why can't everybody be perfect like us?
Right. Immodest is an chapter for you. I'd just like to say, too, when they harvest the organs, they will give, like in England, for example, they'll give you anesthesia to the person who they're harvesting the organs from.
Right.
In this country, they don't. And you know, Dr. Shealy and Vincent, I'm sure you've heard the same, that many people have revived when the doctors were within hours or days, even weeks of harvesting their organs, and the family would say no. And what would happen is that when the patient revives, they will recite verbatim the conversations at the bedside with the family, trying to induce the family into donating the organs of their loved one. And also that I've heard that brain dead is actually almost fictitious. In other words, medically speaking, and I can't speak to this exactly, but I've heard doctors talk about it, who, like, of your kind, Dr. Shealy, you know, you put the welfare of the patients ahead of all else. In other words, they said that there's no such thing as brain dead, but a heart can be worth as much as $1 million. A donor heart could be worth $1 million to the hospital.
Well, they can't have my toenails even. So I don't want to take the chance that I'm invading somebody else's body or mind. And, you know, I don't mind dying. That's a minor thing. It's happened, you know, hundreds of times already in past lives. So dying is no big deal, but I don't want to be tortured. And people do often come out of deep, deep coma, called brain dead, and report pain from certain things that were done while they were supposedly in coma.
What do you think, Vincent, about this?
My thoughts are very simple. I've had this discussion with our family. No one in the Finelli family is an organ donor. No one. Because there are the possibilities that, yes, you can come out of it. And two, there is the monetary incentive for harvesting organs. So I think maybe there's a rush to judgment that maybe, you know, the person who is the donor, he's brain dead, so let's go harvesting. I'm not up for it. No one in our family is up for it. And we're also concerned about the possibility of excruciating pain while it's being done. So yeah, those are our thoughts. Now, I don't know. I don't know for sure. And I've never met anyone who has had an organ harvested who has survived it, who has told me firsthand that it was excruciatingly painful. You know, what comes to my mind is an eye. So, you know, a person's banged up in an accident. They say the person's in a coma, brain dead. Let's take the eye and the other eye and some other organs while we're at it. I'm not up for it. I'm not up for it.
The other thing is, too, they say people who have had the organ transplants have reported that in dreams they actually see the person whose organ was donated in many cases, and they said that they had never met the person, but when they eventually, many times, they'll look up the loved one's family who was the donor, and they'll find out that the person that they're seeing in their dreams is actually the person who was the donor, and they'll see photographs of them, or they'll describe what they see. And they had one young woman who she received a young man's heart transplant, and she actually started to get a strange attraction to other women, which she didn't have before. But they said that she befriended the mother of the young man who was the donor, and the mother said that it was almost like having her son again alive, because the characteristics, many of the characteristics of the son had transferred to the one who was the donor. And there was one other thing I just want to say, and I'll get off. It's just that they also said that they've had situations where people actually died in a similar manner to the person who was the donor, even in similar accidents that originally had affected, that had occurred to the original donor.
Well, you know, everything we do in life has its philosophical meaning and purpose, and, you know, and our reaction to it is equally critical. These are the types of things people should discuss in depth with their family members, in my opinion. It's your option to make the choice of what you want. But personally, I don't really want my organs inside. Who would want the organs of an 85-year-old body, even if I'm in good shape? But I don't want them in somebody else's body, and I don't want anybody else's body in mine. So that's just my philosophy. But I'm not opposed to people doing it if that's what they want.
I agree with you. Well, gentlemen, I know you got a lot to cover, but it was very nice talking to you this morning.
George,
take care.
George, before you go, yep. can you stay with us for just a minute or two?
Sure.
You mentioned something very interesting. I'd love actually a couple things I'd like to have you be part of the discussion about. This one is homosexuality. Now, Dr. Shealy, is it possible that if an organ from a homosexual is... well,
the ultimate question. Oh, now that one. Oh, I hope that goes in, that body goes, part of a body goes into a flaming fundamentalist. Oh dear.
So is the answer that a person who is, you know, not a homosexual could become a homosexual with a, you know, a heart or you know, some other transplant of a vital organ from a homosexual? Is it possible that that's transferable?
From everything else we know, I would say absolutely.
Okay, so
a new requirement for those who get organ transplants.
Yeah. I mean, if I were up for an organ transplant,
about transgender.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could really change your life for the worse. But, okay, so that was one question. And then, George, I was hoping you could stick around for this. I was reading an article about people who live in small rural areas are 8 times happier than people who live in, you know, congested cities. Now, in my case, I can say that is absolutely true. I don't know about the 8 times. Maybe it's 8,000 times. I'm 8,000 times more happy, you know, living on a farm than I would be living in a city. And I was wondering, does that hold true for you, George? And then, Dr. Shealy, I'm pretty sure I know how you feel. George, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'd say, for one thing, you don't have the congestion. You don't have the traffic. And they usually... I find in a rural community, I moved from Boston to northern New Hampshire, and I just found that, in other words, it's very different dynamics where you had a more multicultural community there, and then over here, it's probably 70% French-Canadian. And they take a time to really accept you, and thankfully they've accepted me over time, but it's like, I found that, like, you can literally almost throw a stone and hit a mountain behind me that I'm looking at behind me in the house. And it's like, the air is better. And, like I say, I believe it will lengthen your life.
I totally agree. And I'd love to hear what Dr. Shealy has to say about that when we come back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Georgia, New Hampshire's with us. And Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about, rural living compared to city living?
Well, interestingly, I've looked that up during the break. Mm-hmm. And now, in general, people who live in rural areas, 2 years shorter than those who live in cities. And the reason is increased smoking, increased obesity, and, of course, exposure to the Monsanto poison.
Wow.
So, for the first time in the history of the world, the rural people live in less longer, even than city people, and it's largely because still more people smoke, and more people are fat, and so it goes. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, I believe it, and I'll tell you why. A couple of weeks ago, our son was traveling through Arkansas, and he called, and he was visiting a friend, and he and his friend were absolutely sick as could be, vomiting and so forth. And he said, "Dad, I think we have been poisoned by crop dusting. They were spraying with airplanes, and there's no way of getting around. If you're traveling, on a byway through an area where farmers are crop dusting their fields, you are being poisoned." And we think that that is what happened, because all of a sudden he was sick and vomiting, and it was just right out of the blue. And so was his lady friend. So very interesting that I agree with that, and it's a problem. And how do you get these idiotic farmers to stop this nonsense, to stop polluting the planet with poisons that they're told are safe? It's a really, really good point that you've made. And it's unsettling, because we thought, well, we moved here for cleaner air, cleaner water, you know, there's less buses and trucks, you know, with the exhaust pipes, and there are less power lines, and there are less microwave towers and television towers and, you know, transmitters of all kinds, less radar, all the things that we want to avoid. There's less of it out here in the countryside. But, you know, if you look at, why do people go to cities? Well, there's higher paying jobs, right? There are more job opportunities in cities. Yeah. There are, the jobs are easier. Heck, is it easier, to be on a farm tractor, or is it easier to be at a keyboard? Well, it's easier to be at a keyboard, and it's less dangerous to be at a keyboard. But, people in cities have higher educations, typically, than people in the rural areas. But rural areas have more sense of village, more sense of getting together and knowing your neighbors. Even though you're farther apart, there seems to be a greater connection with your neighbors when you're outside the city than when you're inside the city. Heck, when we lived in the suburbs on the East Coast, oh, we lived there like 15 years or so, roughly. And in that city block, if you will, not city block, that rural suburban block, there were 6 houses, you know. And in all that time, I only met about 1, 2, 3 of our neighbors. 3 in all that time. So even though you're, you know, close together, doesn't mean that you actually, you know each other. And that's the way it was. So, George, your thoughts?
Well, I know they said during World War II, with the gas rationing and restricted travel and restricted restriction on, you know, the gasoline for the cars, they said asthma went down dramatically. And, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of it comes down to, you know, and I know, you know, it's, they can transfer you anywhere they want. I think all three of us have thrived because we're educated, because we're of the type of mind that we're inquiring, we want to improve. And I never smoked. I wasn't really, really much of a drinker. And I didn't burn the candle at both ends. I know the same thing with you, Vincent, and I assume the same thing with you, Dr. Shealy, as well, correct?
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to smoke.
but I've seen a picture of you, Dr. Shealy, and you look a lot younger than your chronological age, Vincent. The same with you, and the same with me. I see people 10 years younger than me that look like they're actually 5 to 10 years older than me.
Right.
And I'm not bragging about that, but I'm just saying is that maybe we weren't the cool kids in school. We, you know, burnt, you know, getting wasted and drugs and, you know, all the rest of it. You know what I mean? But look at how we came
up. I thought.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many people in the state of Oklahoma unable to go to services today or have barbecues as tornadoes continue to target that state. Six people are now dead from the tornadoes that have struck in recent days. That includes the two people killed after a tornado in El Reno near Oklahoma City. Now more have touched down, including in Broken Arrow, where this woman lost her car.
Your first instinct isn't, well, I have insurance, I'm fine. It's, oh my God, my car, my everything, what is happening right now?
It's Memorial Day 2019, meaning America's fallen heroes are being honored, including at Arlington National Cemetery, where at this hour, about 5,000 visitors are on hand for a remembrance that includes a wreath laying to honor the men and women in uniform who have died in battle since back in the days of the Revolutionary War. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day, I've
got your.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
George, you mentioned something very interesting, and I was thinking back to my high school days, and I went to an all-boys school for high school, but I knew some of the girls from the surrounding high schools, and I saw some of them later, you know, at a like a 25th reunion from high school. And the ones that were really, really pretty and fully developed, you know, when they were in high school, the ones that matured very quickly, physically, aged very quickly. And the ones who were, you know, not as mature back then looked a lot healthier and a lot younger than the ones who were fully matured. And the same is true for the guys. Dr. Shealy, have you experienced the same thing?
Well, absolutely. Everything affects everything. I've been doing lots of studies while we were doing this. Actually, every state has a different mortality. The lowest in the country is Alabama at 72.9 average life expectancy. And interestingly, the longest lived people in the country are more are Seventh-day Adventists. They average 89 years, which is 10 years longer than the overall average of the country as a whole. Missouri is average for the country as a whole, about 78 or 79%, although blacks live 7 years longer than whites in this state. Mormons live only 85 years. They don't quite as well as Seventh-day Adventists. Now, interestingly, the longest live that I could find is in Boston Back Bay. That's the elegant upper-class part of Boston. 91.9 versus Roxbury, which is a suburb of Boston, 58.9. Aren't those things fascinating?
Okay, so what would you attribute that to? George, you have a feel for what would cause that?
The difference is lifestyle. It's obesity, it's drug use, it's suicide. All of those things affect the whole, and so rural, poor areas, city or not, don't do as well as city areas which are wealthy. So to be wealthy and high education anywhere in the country, you live longer than to be poor, et cetera. It's that simple. Now, again, poison is everywhere. Our rain, 65% of the rain throughout the country has Roundup in it. It's amazing. Maybe it doesn't rain in Back Bay, Boston. I don't know.
Dr. Shealy, you said Roundup is in the rain, too, now?
65% of the rain falling throughout this country has Roundup in it. This is a study reported a year and a half ago. Organic California wine has 35% as much Roundup as non-organic wine, which is, you know, fed Roundup. So it comes down in the rain.
So in other words, it's leaching into the water systems, the waterways.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. The only way you could have organic is to have a purified air in a greenhouse.
Yeah, pretty unsettling, isn't it?
Well, it's all part of the Rockefeller Committee of 300, game. How they're not getting poisoned, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Because the queen is breathing the same filthy air in England that her subjects are breathing. And it's quite polluted. There's no way around. I mean, she can stay in the... in the castle, but it's still, unless they've got some air purification systems that they're not telling us about, she's breathing similar air.
I do know that I don't even like to put the name royal in front of family. Let's just say whatever their last name was or is, Queen Elizabeth and her family are eating only organic because I saw a blip about it. They showed the farms where they raised the food for the quote unquote royals, and they said it's all organic, very strictly monitored. So they don't eat the regular foods by any stretch. They're eating natural organic foods, and they're very long lived. If you looked at least Queen Elizabeth, her mother, and whatnot, not all of them, but they seem, especially the woman's side of the family, seem to be long-lived.
Okay, so what, Dr. Shealy, what do we plant in our gardens right now in order to improve our longevity potential?
Well, unfortunately, there's nothing that can protect you from Roundup in your own garden. But again, what you want is as many vegetables as possible and fruits that are possible. And you want the more colored vegetables than fruits, the darker the color, purple for instance, like eggplant and you could buy purple cabbage, even purple carrots, all of those have higher antioxidants than the non-dark colored. But the best you could do is grow your own fruit.
Mm-hmm. So let's make sure we heard this very clearly. The more purple, the more antioxidants. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. And I remember the term salad greens with an S being used when I was growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s. You know, eat your salad greens. So, like, not just one kind of green, multiple
okay.
kinds of greens.
Yeah. Spinach, kale, chard, lettuce, of course, Chinese cabbage. All of the greens are better than, you know, than most, except I am growing purple carrots for the first time this year.
Yes. That sounds great. And all right, so I was at Sam's Club weeks ago buying some onions. And you can buy them by the colors. You can buy white onions, you can buy yellow onions, or you can buy red onions. So does the same thing hold true for onions, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah,
we try to get more toward the purple?
Yeah, the red or purple onions are going to be stronger.
Okay, and are they better for you?
Oh, yeah, it's stronger being antioxidant. What you need is borax. Now, it's time to mention something. I have now for several years been drinking for breakfast a high protein, high ORAC, that is antioxidant capacity, breakfast drink. It's very simple. We're about to make it available on our website. You can get 6,000 ORACs, which is equal to 6 excellent servings of fruits and vegetables, to add to your whey protein isolate. And that, I just like it because it's so simple. And it's so healthy. And within another month, we will have it all in a daily package instead of having to mix two things. But even now, it takes you about 2 minutes to mix it.
Okay. So, do you have a name for it that we can start looking for in a couple months?
Well, there'll be a special announcement about our special high ORAC food, ORAC food.
Okay. And what does ORAC stand for, Dr. Shealy?
Oxygen reduction, oxygen, like the RO, oxygen, oxygen reduction capacity, you know, is the capacity of the material to absorb free radicals. That's what it's really referring to.
Okay. So a couple of months we'll, and you'll be making that announcement here as well? Okay. That sounds great. And is this, Dr. Shealy, is this something that we can bring with us? So, for example, I frequently travel to get things for the farm, and it may involve a 3-, 4-, 5-hour journey each way. Is this something that I could bring with me and consume?
In fact, I actually go ahead and mix it for day by day, even when I'm gone for a week or two.
Okay.
And I take it with me in a plastic bag.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shealy, for those who have been advised to have a colonoscopy, is that something that you think should be done, shouldn't be done, and do you recommend any preparations for it? If so, and what about the other side after the procedure is done?
Now, if you have any kind of irregularity in your bowel movement, that is constipation or diarrhea or both, then I think it is well worth considering. Now, on the other hand, if you have one and preferably two decent, what I consider decent bowel available was every day, I would check your urinary indican, I-N-D-I-C-A-N. If it is zero, I don't think you need a colonoscopy. If your indican is high, elevated, yes, get one. It's an indication. The indican test tells you whether or not you digesting your food properly.
Okay, it's a urinary indican test?
I-N-D-I-C-A-N. Available at any lab test now.
Okay, at any lab test now. That's the name of a company that performs lab tests. So any lab test now. com. And so the indican test, is it just a pee in a jar kind of thing?
Yeah, in a little cup at the lab, yeah.
Okay, pee in a cup. Okay, that doesn't sound very invasive at all. All right, and so if it the result is zero, a colonoscopy is not indicated. If it's higher than zero, colonoscopy is indicated? Okay. Now, for someone who is going to have a colonoscopy, are there any recommendations for prior to the colonoscopy?
Live as close to the hospital as possible because you have to take an extremely strong laxative the night before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what about after the colonoscopy? Can you resume normal activities immediately, wait a day? What do you do?
Resume normal, but I would definitely add more probiotics, and we should talk about that afterwards.
All right. We'll be right back. George, you're welcome to stay with us and contribute to the conversation.
Sure.
George is in New Hampshire with us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was just thinking several months ago I was accused of not following medical advice. Vince, you're not following medical advice. And I said, well, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Well, no, you're not. I said, well, yes, I am. I'm following Dr. Shuley's advice. And ultimately, I got fired by my pulmonologist, which now she thinks that she's having second thoughts because I said, why did you fire me? And one of the reasons was, well, you're washing out a nebulizer in water. Yeah. And followed by sterilization with Nixol and colloidal silver. Yeah, how else am I supposed to do it? So I guess my permanent record says I'm not following medical advice. But there you go. So I am. I am following medical advice. The best medical advice I know of, Dr. Shuley is providing that. So Dr. Shuley, we're talking about colonoscopies and probiotics. Please continue.
Well, probiotics to me, everybody should have. All fermented vegetables that are not cooked are worth it. In other words, if you raise crap, make your own kraut at home and don't, you know, can it, you can make it in the individual can, but not boil it. Or, of course, kefir or kombucha tea, or especially Greek plain yogurt with no sugar or fruit in it. Those are excellent things to help your gut have the normal bacteria in it. There's also the one I like, if you're going to take it as a capsule, GR8, number 8 from Now Products, has 8 different probiotic bacteria in it.
Yeah, we take it, we have it here. George, your comments? Probiotics.
You know what I notice is that you've been doing it, and I'll bet Dr. Shuley does it too. I love being able to go in and get a spoonful of yogurt. I'll dip in once, and I'll just put it in my mouth at various times of the day, especially like if I've drank coffee. Usually do it before I drink coffee because they said the caffeine a lot of times will kill a lot of the good bacteria in the stomach. But I've been doing that with different things, the one spoon aspect, and I'll just say this. They had this Renaissance gentleman. He was quite a carouser, and when he was about 46 years old, over a period of a few days, he started to really reduce the intake of his food, and he was getting by on, I'd say, like bird-sized portions of food. And they said he lived to 104 back in the 1500s.
Well, yeah, it has been demonstrated that people, especially after age 50, reduce the caloric intake a little longer and are healthier. And the main reason for that is getting rid of excess fat.
Interesting you say that, Dr. Shealy and George. That's what I've been doing for several years now. I've switched from a dinner-sized plate that we have to a dessert-sized plate. So for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I will just take out a dessert-sized plate, which is much, much smaller. And not only that, but I don't fill it as much as it could handle. And I'm eating less. And I'm very careful about what I eat, and it's working. It really is working because I look around and I see people have way bigger waistlines than I do, way bigger.
Actually, I am back down to what I was at age 16 in my waist, and I was never more than 2 inches bigger than that. But I have gotten back down to age 16 waist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I see you, Dr. Shealy, the picture of you. You remind me of a kid in a lot of ways just from your outline and picture. I'm not kidding, and you act like a very young, youthful man with the vitality you have.
I still feel 26, George.
And you ought to see him race around. He really does. I know. I was at a convention, and coming down the main aisle was Dr. Shealy, and he was flying. Well, I mean, it's like running, and that's just a couple of years ago. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your medical experience.
Always a pleasure.
Solutions. And George, thank you for doing the same, sharing your thoughts and suggestions. I really appreciate it. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.